Around the world, Christians are working together to build God's kingdom. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Despite ongoing conflict in places like Ukraine, the Central African Republic, and the Middle East, lives are being redeemed through Christ alone. For example, remember the war between Ukraine and Russia? There's a ceasefire, but the war is still on. Life is ridiculously hard on the front lines in eastern Ukraine, and it just got a little bit harder. Slavic Gospel Association's Brett Laird says just last week, the last lifeline got cut.
The rebel-controlled areas kicked out the United Nations, the Red Cross, all of the humanitarian aid organizations that were actively feeding over about 120,000 people.
And this, despite the onslaught of winter that's just days away.
Means that the only real aid that these folks are receiving are those that are coming from some of our partners, local churches, and people who are living there on the ground.
But because people like you gave to SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund,
the Lord has really blessed the church to be in a unique position because the churches continue to minister even when kind of the government players are kicked out, as has happened.
While we have the opportunity, let's stand with groups like SGA in Ukraine.
Definitely we're responding to physical needs, but we are keeping the gospel primary in everything that we do.
And just like Ukraine, the struggle is far from over for the Central African Republic. CAR's government released official figures for the impact of last week's violence. Well, along with the higher-than-expected death toll, important elections are being postponed as well. Now, it's not hard to be angry if you live in the CAR, but that's where a radio station started by Reach Beyond comes in, says Water for Good's Jim Hocking.
Questions come in when we talk about reconciliation. You know, how can we reconcile with people who are killing our kids and raping our girls? You know, how are we really supposed to forgive them? Those are difficult questions to answer.
It makes a difference because local pastors who talk on the radio show point listeners to the cross for answers.
In a number of ways, we're able to share the gospel on a consistent basis.
Pray about the story and ask God how he might have you help Water for Good keep their show on the air. You're listening to Mission Network News. For 20 years, Nepali pastor Adil and his family were harassed, abused, and threatened. But when Nepal's quake destroyed his community, Baptist Global Response teamed up with them to provide shelter and food for the survivors. Expecting humiliation, imagine his neighbor's surprise when he loved on him in the name of Christ instead. Now, some of these same neighbors have come forward asking for Adil's forgiveness. What's more, they're listening. So ask God to give other persecuted believers the strength to love their enemies. Speaking of compassion, Kids Alive International is partnering with a church in the U.S. to bring hope to impoverished communities in Kenya. Together, they took over the management of a rundown orphanage and are turning it into a place of refuge. Kids Alive's Matt Parker.
It's amazing to see the joy that is in these children's eyes. We've got new facilities. The home is now growing much of its food. We installed an amazing playground there for the community. And we've got a wonderful Kenyan staff team there as well that really demonstrates genuine love and care for the kids.
The partnership isn't just bringing God's love to destitute children. It's enriching those who do it.
Our partnership with the church has really helped them to bring new life to their missions program. It's helped give them enthusiasm. There's a real common sense of purpose.
And this last story is just a little bit different. It's coming from Iraq. Instead of working together to help others, some of the local churches are reportedly using the refugee crisis to boost their numbers. They promise to only help refugees to attend certain numbers of church services. But guys like Pastor Nabi offer Christ's love and compassion, no strings attached. Operation Mobilization sharing his story at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Now look, with all the bad news you hear from the Middle East, it is easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.